Welcome to Season 2 of The Corporate Life, where we elevate the game for businesses and the top-level executives and corporate leaders. If Season 1 was about living a fantastic corporate life, Season 2 is about going deeper into the realms of big financial achievements and profound work satisfaction. Hi, I'm Hina Siddiqui, your host and a seasoned corporate warrior who's danced between loving and hating her corporate roles for years. I get it. The highs, the lows, the challenges, and the triumphs. In Season 2, we are bringing you unique insights, powerful tools, and inspiring conversations with experts and thought leaders in the corporate industry. So whether you are a top-level executive, a business owner, or someone aspiring to reach those heights, fasten your seatbelts. This season is your passport to conquering the corporate world with financial heroism and unwavering work fulfillment. Let's redefine success together. Hi, this is Hina Siddiqui and you're listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. Today's topic might seem a bit unconventional for the business world, but bear with me because we are diving into the profound practice of healing through Ho'oponopono. Yes, it might raise a few eyebrows in the logical-driven corporate landscape, but trust me, the power of this ancient Hawaiian practice is something you would not want to miss. Now, before I tell you my story of discovering this mystical and magical practice and how you can use this super simple tool in your everyday corporate life, let me share a cool story. Dr. Hulin, a Japanese therapist, worked at the Hawaii State Hospital in the high security ward for the criminally insane from 1983 to 1987. The way the story goes is that Dr. Hulin would arrive in the office every morning, cheerful and calm. He never made personal visits to the inmates, but he would browse through their files from time to time. Strangely enough, things started to change in the mental ward. He achieved the seemingly impossible by healing the entire ward of mentally ill criminals without meeting them in person. And these mentally ill criminals were really dangerous ones, like murderers, rapists, cruel criminals. What was his secret? His secret was Ho'oponopono. Dr. Joe Vitale, we all know him from the book and movie The Secret, unexpectedly discovered Dr. Len. Intrigued and curious, he even went as far as hiring a private investigator to uncover the magic behind this therapist. And then together they wrote the transformative book, Zero Limits, and embarked on a journey of spreading Ho'oponopono healing wisdom through seminars. I first heard about this mystical practice through a very dear friend, Chantal, who's French. In 2019, she introduced me to four magical phrases of Ho'oponopono, and trust me, they changed my life at every level. Fast forward to a Ho'oponopono certification workshop by Dr. Hulin and Dr. Joe Vitale, where I witnessed incredible results by simply repeating those four phrases. Eager to share this newfound power, I incorporated Ho'oponopono into my corporate coaching programs. The impact was so profound, unleashing transformation and harmony in all areas of life. And the journey continued. I had the privilege of attending a live Zoom session by Dr. Joe Vitale, thanks to one of my mentors, Mitesh, who made this possible for us. Having given you a background in this fascinating practice, let me tell you, what is Ho'oponopono? The term might sound a bit challenging, but its essence lies in the simplicity of forgiveness and reconciliation. And by the way, if you can't pronounce it correctly, that's totally fine. I still find it a bit difficult to pronounce it sometimes. You really don't need to say this word, Ho'oponopono. It's just four simple phrases that you need to say, and I'm going to share those phrases with you in just a few seconds. All right. In Hawaiian, Ho'oponopono translates to make right, and it's deeply rooted in the belief that healing oneself is the key to healing others and the world. Let me repeat that. Healing oneself is the key to healing others and the world. Now your logical mind may be wondering, how's this possible? How can you heal others by just cleaning yourself with these four simple phrases? So I want to tell you that if you can't believe this right now, that's totally fine. Just give it a try in any of your life situations. All right. Even if you are not convinced to do it, still do that because I am saying so. When you do that for a few days, you would yourself see the incredible change in your life, incredible things happening to you. You may start with something really common. For instance, if you're not getting along with someone in your life, just think about that conflict, acknowledge it, and say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Yes. Don't say that just once. Keep saying it for about 5 to 10 minutes and even longer for at least a few days. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And then see what happens. Now, after you are convinced that this works, after you have tried it in your own life and you have seen the results, use it in other different situations like your health, your business or career, your money situations. This practice is so miraculous that people have cured chronic diseases like cancer by just saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And you don't need to say this to anybody. You just need to repeat that silently in your mind, or you can do that when you are alone, when you are just by yourself. These four phrases have extremely, extremely powerful energy. And just by repeating, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, you will clean a lot of negative energy just like that. For long years, I believed that being money-minded was a bad thing. So I kept on avoiding money. In every job interview, I hesitated to negotiate salary and turned down every opportunity to make money. Even my coaching business functioned as a free service for a long time because the reason I got into coaching was to serve people. Then I started realizing the side effects of my wrong money mindset. Thanks to my coaches and mentors who set me up for money inflow while serving the world. Whatever career you are into, if your money mindset is distorted, you are going to struggle in your career. And the amazing fact is that you would not even realize that you are sabotaging your full potential, because all this happens at the sub and unconscious level. Your money stories are deep-rooted, particularly if you have seen a money-deprived childhood. The solution is to identify your patterns and let them go as fast as you can, because it's costing you your career. That's why the money mindset is a big part of all my coaching programs. Send me a quick mail to connect@authorhina.com to know more about my programs. You may have this question, who are we saying this to? Who are we saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you too? So we are saying this to the divine, to the God, the universe, infinite intelligence, or whatever you want to call it. Now, bringing this into the corporate world may seem like a leap of faith, especially in a world dominated by logic and data. However, the essence of Ho'oponopono can have transformative effects in various areas of your corporate business life. Imagine a workplace where conflicts are resolved not just on the surface, but at a deeper, soulful level, where individuals take responsibility for their own energy, emotions, and reactions, fostering a culture of understanding and compassion. That is the potential power of Ho'oponopono. So how do we practice Ho'oponopono in our corporate journey, in our corporate life? It starts with the acknowledgement that we are all interconnected. We are all one energy and our actions impact each other. Let me give you a few examples to bring Ho'oponopono into different areas of corporate life. Like you can use it in meetings. Before entering a meeting, take a moment to clear any negative emotions. Repeat the Ho'oponopono mantra, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, as many times as you can. This sets a positive tone and helps in fostering a collaborative atmosphere during that meeting. You may use it with team members or your bosses in conflicts or misunderstandings. Instead of blaming others, take a moment to reflect on your own feelings and then use Ho'oponopono to release any resentment or frustration. This practice can pave the way for open communication and resolution. So think of that person right now and say with me, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. You can use it in decision making in your everyday corporate work life. You need to take a lot of decisions. Even in your personal life, you need to take a lot of decisions. So when faced with tough decisions, especially those impacting others, use Ho'oponopono to clear your mind. This ensures that decisions are made from a place of empathy and consideration. So now you may think of one situation where you need to make a decision. And now say with me, I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Now let's talk about the benefits. In a corporate setting where stress, competition, and deadlines often prevail, Ho'oponopono offers a refreshing approach to healing and harmony. With Ho'oponopono, you can have improved team dynamics. By taking responsibility for your own energy and emotions, Ho'oponopono contributes to a more harmonious team environment. It encourages individuals to release negativity and approach conflicts with understanding. It's going to lead to enhanced decision-making. Decision-makers practicing Ho'oponopono are likely to make more empathetic and considerate choices. This leads to decisions that not only benefit the bottom line, but also consider the well-being of the individuals involved. You will have increased productivity. A workplace free from lingering negativity is inherently more productive. Ho'oponopono fosters a positive atmosphere, boosting creativity, innovation, and overall team productivity. It will help you in stress reduction. The practice of forgiveness and letting go helps in reducing stress levels. Employees engaging in Ho'oponopono experience a lighter, more focused mindset, contributing to a healthier work environment. And see, this is so simple. You just need to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Now let's dive into real transformation stories where Ho'oponopono has made a significant impact in the corporate world. A team facing constant conflicts and communication breakdowns decided to incorporate Ho'oponopono into their daily interactions. By acknowledging their individual roles in the team dynamic and practicing forgiveness, the team saw a remarkable improvement in collaboration and overall job satisfaction. What they did, they just said, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. A leader struggling with high stakes decision-making turned to Ho'oponopono to clear his mind before critical meetings. This shift in mindset not only led to more thoughtful decisions, but also strengthened trust and rapport within the team. Just by saying, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And I use this practice in my day-to-day life. Now, like, it's just a kind of record that keeps on playing in the background on my mind. And there is something like a part of my brain always keeps saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And trust me, ever since I have started using this practice in my day-to-day life and business, my life is so much lighter. It has dramatically changed. I can't give you that logical proof, like how it works and why that works, but there is something really magical in these four phrases. I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And I want to say that Ho'oponopono may seem unconventional in the corporate world. Its potential for healing, understanding, and fostering a positive work culture is just undeniable. I use it in my own business and life, and I encourage my clients to use Ho'oponopono for every kind of situation. Yes. And even if you don't have any tough situation, you still keep saying that. It makes your life so much easier. So give it a try. Incorporate this ancient practice into your corporate life and witness the transformative power it can unleash. And I want to tell you that I'm hosting a retreat in Bali in May, from May 12th to May 18th. You may join that. It's based on Ho'oponopono, EFT, and yoga. It's a blend of all three powerful tools to clear any kind of negative energy for any kind of challenges that you're going through in your life and business, for healing your health, your relationships, your career, your money situation, and anywhere you are struggling. So you can find the link in the show notes section and you can explore that. You can know more about that retreat. Thank you very much for joining me on this enlightened journey into healing your life and business through Ho'oponopono. Remember, as we heal ourselves, we contribute to the healing of our entire corporate world. That's it for this week. I'll see you next week with another very interesting conversation to make your corporate life, business, and career profitable, joyful, and fun. Until then, stay soulful. Keep saying, I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And keep thriving in your corporate life. Cheers. If you loved what you heard, don't forget to hit subscribe, share the wisdom, and throw in a cheeky review.